how did that juggling club start? I think it came from not inside, but somewhat of inside knowledge, which I think is probably me, in as much as I was quite involved in student union politics. I was both a non-sabbatical and a sabbatical officer in different years of my university career. So I think at the time probably of meeting was my second year, and I was a non-sabbatical executive officer of the student union, and therefore knew that these things called university clubs existed, and you could get things like minibus miles, you could get grants for equipment, and you basically, all you had to do was basically have a constitution, I think have a chair, a treasurer, probably a secretary or something like that, and then submit a proposal. We did that, I think we also did that for an organisation called the Splot Anarchists, where we used to get minibus miles to go and visit places like Demos and Cat in McCunclith and places like that. So I think that's how we started. So basically, we set the juggling club up, and then because that happened, obviously more people sort of heard about it and came along. But we had the main hall, I remember, in the student union, which was a huge space that we used to have. As far as I remember, we used to mainly have the big hall, which is still the big hall which they do the concerts in.
Right.
We didn't really have much money even then, I don't think, because from what I remember, things like the clubs that we had were handmade. They were made from plastic skittles and broom handles and things like that. So, you know, but it was a sort of rag bag sort of group. But it did run. It ran every week. And you came along and taught, and the money from the club allowed you to do. And I think from that, it enabled us to then have the confidence to try and sort of sell ourselves a bit more widely. So we do community events. We did things like, we probably did like, Children in Need or something like that very badly. We did, I'm sure we used to go along and juggle at demos and political things. Anything that we used to try and protest at, we'd all go along and juggle for. But I think that was the basis of it.
Now it is going to get loud. When I was looking through the photos of the Balls Up years, one of the things I came across was a session at Covent Garden, where in the photos people are doing three-legged races with juggling, and everyone's juggling together. And I think it was something. Did you do a juggling orchestra to In the Mood or something? Were you part of this?
Well, yeah, cool, blimey. I do remember In the Mood and juggling, and I mean, obviously, we sort of got, because we were interested, we used to go to places where we knew that busking was happening as well, I think. So, obviously, Covent Garden was one of the places. I'm sure Eddie Izzard was up on a unicycle at the time. And he soon obviously realised that he didn't need any of the circus trappings to be able to make a living. But, you know, at the time he did.